Hoosier Justice at Nuremberg on this moment of Indiana history. The International Military Tribunal, created by the October 1943 Moscow Declaration, provided a means for the World War II Allies to hold war criminals accountable for their actions. A panel of Allied judges presided over the most high-profile cases, including such defendants as Hermann Göring. The subsequent Nuremberg proceedings took place in front of U.S. military tribunals. Indiana Supreme Court justices served as presiding judges in two of these historic trials. Indiana's 72nd Justice, Curtis Shake, graduated from Vincennes University in 1910, was an Indiana state senator, and was appointed to the state's highest court in 1938. From August 1947 to June 1948, Shake presided over the I.G. Farben trial, the third largest Nuremberg proceeding. Over 20 employees of German industrial concern I.G. Farben were indicted for innumerable crimes against humanity and peace. Three of the defendants were also charged with belonging to the SS. 13 of those charged were convicted and imprisoned. Shake's compatriot at Nuremberg was Indiana's 74th Justice, Frank Richmond. The Columbus native and University of Chicago Law School alumnus served on the Indiana Supreme Court from 1941 to 1947 before presiding over the fifth subsequent Nuremberg proceeding. The six defendants in the Flick case, leading officials in a mining and manufacturing conglomerate, were charged with war crimes and related atrocities committed by the Nazi Party and the SS. The nine-month trial resulted in the conviction of three of the defendants. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.